From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It was a record year for snow in many parts of the West this winter, and as summer approaches, that snowpack is melting fast. That's good news for whitewater rafters, but it can be deadly for casual swimmers. At least 5 people have already drowned this year in California's Sierra Nevada, home to some of the fastest uncontrolled rivers in the West. Sasha Koka of member station KQED met up with some park rangers who were training to make whitewater rescues.
It's hard to imagine anyone wanting to swim in this white water. It looks like a stormy, churning ocean that sends up sprays of mist as it crashes over boulders. But it's places where rivers run deep that can be inviting and deceptive to swimmers looking to escape summer heat.
Yeah, this is Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park. We've got a drowning victim. He's unconscious, unresponsive, but he is breathing currently.
This emergency tape is from an accident last summer when 6 people drowned in Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park alone. This year, the snowpack is nearly twice as big as normal, so rangers are expecting rivers to be even more treacherous. On this day, about a dozen rangers are dressed in thick wetsuits and brightly colored helmets. Bob Van Tassel is leading them in a rescue training.
What is the goal of someone who is drowning? They will stand on your head, they will jump on whatever they can get at. They just want to breathe.
A ranger playing a victim enters the water and is swiftly carried downstream. Then a rescuer wearing a life jacket swims out, grabs her from behind, and tows her into an eddy away from the current.
Stay to the outside, it'll make it easier for you to get out into that eddy.
In another exercise, rangers attach a carabiner to the rescuer's life vest, then hook it onto a long yellow rope looped around a tree on the riverbank. The rescuer jumps into the current and grabs a hold of a victim floating downstream. Then both rescuer and victim are pulled to shore by other rangers on the riverbank.
Swim left. Swim left.
Even these fit and highly trained rescue rangers are gulping water and gasping for air during some of these exercises, and they're dressed in wetsuits, better protected than an average tourist. The 45-degree water usually saps people's strength in less than 5 minutes, says Ranger Ned Kelleher. Last summer, he saved 6 people from this river.
Honestly, what they did is they went swimming when they really shouldn't have been swimming. People underestimate the strength of the water and how cold the water is.
Several of those swimmers were children. Their parents jumped in after them once the kids were swept downstream. They all ended up stuck on an island of branches in the middle of the river when Kelleher came to their rescue. His eyes start to tear up as he tells the story.
It's frankly really scary. You see a 7-year-old kid stranded on a log out in the middle of the river, and they're fairly stable now. You got to ask yourself, how long can they stay there? How much time do I have? You got to make those decisions just really quick. And the consequences of the decisions are killing somebody.
This summer, in addition to trained rangers, volunteers will patrol the riverbanks in this park. They'll warn visitors to stay out of rivers until later in the season when water levels come down and it's safer to swim. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Koka.